welcome to the 23rd episode of Brawl Planet. I'm Jelly, and today I will be going over Gears, everything you need to know about them, tips, tricks, what they are exactly, which ones are the best for what type of brawler, and everything you need to know about Gears. Enjoy! Also, this is the announcement, and it is that now you can subscribe to my podcast. So basically what that does is, it costs $1 to subscribe, $1 Australian, so it's not much or anything. I didn't want it to be too expensive. So basically you can subscribe and you get extra content. You can listen to other episodes that normal people can't. I'll do like a Q&A thing maybe, I'm not sure. I'll tell you more tips and stuff, and yeah. So I'm not really expecting subscribers, but like if we could, that would be so cool. If you'll get like massive shout outs and everything. I'm just not expecting them, but it would be really epic if I could get some. And also guys, so sorry for not uploading lately. I've been busy with exams, piano exams and exams, and there's lots of work. The good news is in a one and a bit of weeks, it will be holidays, summer holidays. I will go on for 8 weeks so I can like record like crazy and upload like almost every day or something, which will be epic. So enjoy the Gears episode. The first thing I'm going to do is say how you can get Gears. So the first thing you need to get Gears are get your brawler to power 10. So, to get to power 10, it costs 890 power points on that brawler and 1,875 coins. And you get your first gear slot unlocked. So you need to get to level 10 to be able to get a gear. And the next thing is level 11, 1,440 power points and 2,800 coins. So it definitely costs a ton of coins and power points, which is a lot. Like a ton, and you get your second gear slot unlocked. But once you get your brawler maxed out, it's pretty crazy and you're really OP. So so these are the actual gears. So there's the damage gear, the heal gear, the resistance gear, the shield gear, and the speed gear. Gears are new items unlocked at levels 10 and 11 and that add more progression and a new layer of strategy to the game. There are 5 different types of gears, and each of them gives a different passive ability to the brawler. Gears get crafted in the brawler screen using 2 new currencies, gear tokens and scrap. You can both get them from brawl boxes, and you can also get them in the shop. Gears can be upgraded to level 3. Upgrades increase their effectiveness for each level. So this is each gear and what they do at level 1, 2 and 3. So the speed gear at level 1 gives you a 15% speed boost in bushes. At level 2 when you upgrade it, it gives you a 20% speed boost, and at level 3 when you upgrade it, it gives you a 25% speed boost when moving in bushes. Heal gear. So the first one, at level 1, it's you heal 100 health when standing still. Level 2 is you heal 150 health when standing still. And level 3 is you heal 200 health when standing still. Damage gear. This is the damage gear. Deal 10% more damage when you are below 50% health. Level 2 is deal 15% extra damage when you are below 50% health. And level 3 is deal 20% extra damage when you are below 50 health. Resistance gear. At level 1, it's reduced by 25% the efficiency and duration of slow and stun effects. Level 2 is 30%, and level 3 is 35%. And then for the shield gear, the shield gear. Gain a 300 HP shield. Shield regenerates at a 5% every 0.5 seconds when at full health. Level 2, 450 health, and level 3, 600 health. Gears can't be transferred between brawlers, so once a gear is crafted, it is bound to the brawler you picked. You can still change your gears before a match, just like star powers and gadgets. So, basically, gears get better when you upgrade them. You can get gear tokens and gear scrap from boxes. It's pretty easy to get them, to be honest. And each gear is better for a certain brawler. For example, if your brawler is squishy and like low health but fast, you're going to want to get the extra health gear for them, a shield gear. For like tanks, like Frank, for example, you're going to want to get the damage one, I think. The damage gear for like brawlers like Crow, I forgot to say, Crow is an example of getting a health gear. For Shelly, like brawlers like Shelly that need speed, I would get the speed gear in bushes. It can be really helpful. And like each brawler, each gear is better for a brawler, so make sure to only craft it if that brawler is good for them. And only upgrade the gear if the gear is good for that brawler. So you guys might want to know which gear is the best, you might want someone to rank what gear is the best in general. So I'm going to be going over ranking every gear and giving reasons why, and yeah. So the fifth best gear in the game right now, I think it's the resistance gear. I think it's the worst gear because some of the games you play, it makes no difference, as like you might not even verse people that slow or stun you. This gear just, it only goes up to like a 35% resistance. They should probably buff it or something, because this is just weak compared to all the other gears. I mean, like it can be good for like tanks like Frank, because getting knocked back or slowed is one of the reasons why they're struggling. But otherwise, the resistance gear is just not that good, and they should probably buff it. So the fourth best gear, in my opinion, is the health gear. And this is because, so basically what this does, I forgot to say, is at max level, it gives you 200 extra health, 200 health a second when you're standing still. And why I don't think this is popping off or really good is because the health gear, like, most of the time you're not standing still. Like, you're literally just moving around all the time. And unless you're in bushes or something, you would heal up normally anyway. So I just find that it's not that useful or anything. Like, if you're a spike, you're not just going to stop moving in the middle of the match because you're going to lose more health than gain. It's not the best gear. I wouldn't recommend using this one. For any brawler, I would recommend using the other gears. Okay, so now for the third best gear in the game. Right in the middle is the damage gear. So this gear is going to be applied to all games you play, unless like you never get hit in the game, which is really rare. So basically what this does is it gives you a 20%, is it 25%, 20% or something, extra damage when you're under 50% health. So a lot of the game you're going to be under 50% health, a lot of the game, like, and that will just allow you to do so much extra damage. It's just going to be really good. I find you're going to be able to do a ton more damage with this gear. You might want to, like, make yourself purposely below 50% health and stay there so you can just, like, keep getting the extra damage and strategize. But this damage gear is actually pretty useful in lots of scenarios, especially good for, like, tanks and things, I think. And, yeah. So now for the second best gear in the game, it's speed gear. So this speed gear is really actually good. If all the maps had lots of bush, then this would be the best gear in the game, because you literally get like a 25% speed boost in bushes, and that is insanely fast. Like, you walk in the bush so fast when with this gear. I think this is going to be super useful in solo showdown when you're trying to run away from crows or whatever, when you're slow and or Shelly or something on 8-bit. It's just going to be a useful gadget. And 20 or 25%, it's insane speed. It's going to be very good in, like, you know, that bounty map with all bush. Yeah, this just got, it's completely bush, so you're just going to get so much value out of this gadget. It's going to give you insane speed, and this is just a great gear. So now for the first best gear in the game, it is the shield gear. So this shield gear is really good, because basically it just gives you extra health, so you as a consumable shield. I think it's like 600 extra health. But you're going to be wanting to use this against as a spike or like low health brawlers. They're just going to have so much more health, like 20% more or something. Like Spike has 4,000 health or something, which is 700 extra, which is crazy. Any low brawlers, this shield gear, and even if it does go away, it doesn't take long for it to come back. This shield gear is just really good. I find really useful. You basically get like that extra health and when you really need it. And yep, so that's why I think this gear is first. So to round this up, I'm just going to be giving some general tips about gears. So basically, open your boxes. You get the gear tokens, coins, gear scrap. So basically, you get gear tokens and gear scrap once you get a Brawler Power 10. So I'm going to just give some tips on what to do if you get a gear scrap or token. So if you get a gear scrap, just ignore it. But if you get a token for whatever brawler, think if it's good for that brawler. For example, let's say you got shield for like Crow or something. If it's good, like yes it is in this scenario, then craft it. If it's bad for the brawler, then don't craft it, just leave it there. Also, you can get multiple gears. So like I got two gears of the same one for Leon. So basically, the shield one, I got two gears so I can upgrade it if I had the scrap. And I would do it because it would give Leon a ton of extra health. And yep. So think about what gear suits what brawler. And do not waste your gear scrap, as you won't get a ton. But yeah. One more thing is, only upgrade the gear. Well, if you have like your power 11, you have two gears and they're both bad. And then should you craft it is the question, because you want to grind your brawler. And if it's really close to the next rank, like if it's rank 25 or something, then sure, craft the gear and hopefully it'll give you some extra value. But most cases, I would say don't craft the gear if it's not good for the brawler. So guys, that was all about gears this episode. I hope you learnt a lot and know what to do with gears in the future. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Brawl Planet. If you enjoyed, make sure to follow or like on whatever platform you're on. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave a 5-star review. It helps the podcast grow and I'll shout you out in the next episode, and email me to get featured in the next episode too. Share this with everyone you know, and before we end, if you can subscribe, that would be amazing, but if you can't, obviously that's fine, I don't mind. But, and thank you for listening to this episode. Bye.